A new program is Feeding the Hungry by using prison labor. Inmates at the Pickaway Correctional Institution are taking part in a pilot program called Meals for Ohio. The program is benefiting both the hungry and the inmates.
Got a bunch of volunteers here that wanted to give back to the community.
That's Christopher Salcido. He's one of about 70 Pickaway Correctional Institution inmates who volunteered to put together prepackaged food for homeless people in Central Ohio.
A lot of us, including me, was homeless at one time, and it's a hard thing to go through. I just like to do what I can to give back to people that was in the same situation I was in.
On today's menu, pasta with tomato basil sauce.
It's microwavable, it's easy to cook. People often throw extra stuff in it, like meat or vegetables.
Rick McNary directs the outreach program nonprofit. The Iowa-based program provided the food and the system for volunteers to assemble meal packages. The program organizes similar volunteer events around the country.
Put a hairnet on, put gloves on, and do something practical.
Inmates, divided into groups of 10, formed assembly lines at 8:30 Wednesday morning. Some scooped up ingredients, others sealed bags, and others packed the bags into boxes.
There are 36 bags to a box, 6 meals to a bag, so 216 meals in a box.
And 50,000 meals total. The new pilot program, Meals for Ohio, is part of the Governor's Office of Faith-Based and Community Initiatives. Prison Warden Charles Bradley says when the Governor's Office reached out to Pickaway Correctional Institution to do the program, it was a no-brainer.
Our creed is to give our offenders the opportunity to give back to some of the communities that they took from.
Offenders like Bernard Jones, who spent more than 2 decades in prison.
I've been incarcerated for 22 years. I'm right around the corner on my way out. And right, this for me is a way to just continue to do what I want to do.
Jones wants to help people. He faces a parole board this August, but will max out his sentence in February 2020. Either way, he's out soon, and he wants to live a different life.
Well, I'm incarcerated for manslaughter. I killed a friend. It's hard to say that, you know, how could you take the life of a friend? But, you know, it happened, and I can't change it. I can only better myself.
He says volunteering for something like Meals for Ohio is a step in the right direction. Central Ohio social service nonprofits like Gladden Community Center and Moms to Be will distribute the food to low-income clients.
They already have the infrastructure and the ability to determine who should receive these food.
The outreach program wants to expand the program throughout Ohio. Already, it's inspired some of the inmates who participated. Christopher Salcido has been in prison for 2 years and will be here for 2 more. Now he has a new plan for when he gets out of prison.
I've already talked to the guy, Rick, that's in charge of the outreach program here, and told me to get a hold of him when I get out, and I can also do this on the street.
Adora Namigadde, WOSU News.